Thank you so much for checking us out and watching us. Please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on all of our platforms. We have social media platforms on every single one. Check us out. And make sure that you are telling all your friends, all your family, all your loved ones, all your associates, all your colleagues to come see us. We love you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you guys. All right, everybody. Thank you for jumping on with us. This is our Tri-State Trends podcast. We try to bring you the hottest, whitest part of our guest's business. And we are lucky enough to have Karen Bain on with us today. She is crushing it. And I started looking at the leaderboards and just started seeing this name constantly flowing on the top of the board. And I'm like, you know what? She's killing it. We got to get her on here for our Tri-State Trends podcast. And we're excited, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mark, for having me on.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing, serving families and going out there and helping people and making a difference. And it's to the tune of pretty exciting numbers. You've got to be excited.
I kind of stay excited about it.
I like that. So I want you to kind of walk us down your journey a little bit. You know, some of the things you've done in the past, and what got you into life insurance sales and what got you to Family First Life.
Okay, awesome. Well, my husband is a pastor, and we've been in full-time ministry. We just entered our 32nd year of ministry. So right out of college, that's what we've done.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so awesome. Yeah.
So our whole lives have been, you know, trying to just touch lives, help people.
Praise God.
You know, so I have worked with my husband at the church. Actually, I think it's been over two decades with what I've worked full time at the church doing just the business end of church. And I'm just one of those nerdy people that I love numbers and I love all of that. And I do love my job. So, but for a long time, I've actually been praying for a few years, maybe several years, for God to show me something that I could do to, first of all, supplement our income a little bit. No. And even bigger than that, something that would fund retirement for us and to allow us to continue ministry in the next season of our lives that we could, that's you know, amazing. Give back, you know, that's from incredible. From our own, you know, that we could do that on our own. And that was a big dream, you know, that we had, and how to make that happen, we didn't know. So I think it was 2 years ago, Mark, the Lord brought a different opportunity to me. And I had invested a lot of money into training. And I actually, a year ago right now, I was getting ready to launch an e-commerce business. Wow. And I think, you know, Joe Bass is our son-in-law.
Yes,
and we were on vacation last summer. And for some reason, I actually was embarrassed to tell Joe about what I was doing because he's such a brilliant businessman. And I didn't want to talk to him over the phone. So I was saving this little, you know, secret to tell him on vacation. So I just wanted to tell him to his face. I even had told Carmen, my daughter, I said, please don't tell Joe. I want to tell him myself. So anyway, a year ago right now, Joe so kindly let me share with him everything that I had done for almost a year before getting ready to launch this business. So kindly listened, had a couple suggestions to me. And he said, well, Mom, it's funny you brought this up. I actually wanted to talk to you about this other. So as he was talking to me and my husband, I really felt a stirring in my heart that this, what Joe was sharing with me with Family First Life, was what God actually had for me. Wow. It was just different steps to get me to that point. And I think it was within 11 hours of him telling us about that, my husband and I prayed about it, and we both felt so clearly directed, this is what I'm supposed to do. Wow. And I stepped away from all of that, and I have been all in since last summer, you know, getting licensed and all of that, and then getting started. So
that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's my journey.
Very nice. Very nice. So you felt called to this. And I mean, what kind of start did you get off to from, you know, actually starting selling? What kind of start did you get off to?
Well, I got licensed very quickly. I did that in a little less than 2 weeks. I got that done.
Nice.
And then from there, my contracting took a little bit longer. I'm not sure why. And I made the mistake of thinking I had to have every single carrier in my bag before I could go. So that slowed me down a little bit. But anyway, October 1st last year was my first day in the field. And I had dialed the day before, set appointments. And my first day, I think I had 6 appointments. I didn't know. That's just what I had. And I actually, that first day, I submitted 3 applications.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just been a learning process ever since then. So I had a decent start. You know, it's ebbed and flowed, obviously, as I've learned more.
But that decent start to ebbs and flows to consistency, correct?
Yes, I believe that would be true.
When did that light of consistency come on, would you say?
Looking back, Mark, maybe I had a little bit of beginner's luck. I didn't know what I was doing. I was trusting the system, and I should give a shout out to Jenna Cora and Gabe Erickson Singh. Nice. They both were my people. They still are my people, helping me, in home.
That's awesome.
But I am a very hard worker. I'm very committed, and I don't like to make the same mistake twice. Mm. So that helped me. And then beyond that, I would say there was I don't know if it was beginner's luck. It's hard work. But there came a point maybe about 3 months ago, I actually had 8 field days in a row that I did not submit anything.
Wow.
And it was, I'm a very self-evaluating person anyway, but it kind of came to a moment as I am doing something wrong. Mm. And I was able to just tweak my in-home by adding a couple statements, and it turned it. It just made a huge difference the last couple of months. So
what were some of those statements that you added? What were some of the things, if you say you were doing it wrong, what were they?
I am not a very pushy person. No. I believe in what I'm doing, but I am not pushy. I like to present the value, and hopefully people will see that. But I was hesitant to say, we're going to go ahead and do this today. And adding that sentence, we're going to find what you qualify for, what works for your budget, what gives you peace of mind. And then we're going to go ahead and submit the request for protection today. Does that make sense? It changed it. And it was hard for me. In fact, Mark, the first day I said that a couple of months ago, I remember my whole body got hot. I'm like, you just said that. But it encourages people to do what they need to do to get their families protected.
It's very true. So, it's very true. And, I've learned this, there's a lot of moments of uncomfortability in the field. As you're going from one, as you're graduating from class to class to class to class to class, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of schools out there, a lot of mm-hmm. classes of real life training. The good news is you're making money the entire time you're going to school.
Right.
As opposed to paying for school to make money. Mm-hmm. You're making money the entire time you're going to school. So, but one phrase that we coined a long time ago and still exists today is the more uncomfortable you get, the more comfortable your family gets.
Right.
And as that heat flash came over your body, like I just said that, you were very uncomfortable. Would that be a fair statement?
Very true.
Okay. Now, you had to learn to continue to get uncomfortable, correct?
Correct.
And as you got more uncomfortable, how comfortable did you start getting?
Well, it works. So there's a belief. There's a belief that comes into it. And another thing, Mark, I would say just about myself, my parents, my dad, and my mom and dad are amazing people, but my dad really instilled in my brother and sister and I that we can do whatever we are willing to work hard enough to do.
Nice.
And to my parents' credit, I have that in me. So believing that I can learn it, that I can do that, I have that in me. So even investing in myself financially was not hard for me. I've got a little bit of a business mind anyway, because of what I've done for a few decades. But believing in myself enough to say that, I know probably to everybody else, why is that so hard? But that's was a very direct statement for me to add. But it has been proven, you know, so I believe in that now, because I've proven that.
That's awesome. You know, what is your average issue paid month? What'd you issue pay the last couple months?
Last month, for the month of June, my issue paid was just under 32,000. The month before that, I think I was right on either side of 20,000. And that's when I was beginning to add that one little couple of lines in there. And it's a $12,000 line is what I've been telling myself. From May to June, that was the difference.
Wow. A $12,000 line. So, you know what? You got the spirit. You have the right heart. You have the right intentions. You're trying to help people. They sense that. But, you know, in our industry, in our business, you have to help people make the right decision for their family, right. You know, and that's what you learned with that line. It's like, okay, I got it. This all makes sense. You keep saying that. So do I. And then, but you want to think about it, or you don't want to do it, or I haven't had the ability to lead you to the right place. That one line, that $12,000 line, is you leading them to the right place.
Right.
That's what they want anyway. Who fills out forms, Karen, who doesn't want what they filled out?
Right.
Can you remember the last time you filled out something and didn't want it?
No.
Never. I mean, like, right. Isn't that, that's such a true statement. You know, I ask, you know, people this all the time. Have you ever filled out something you didn't want? I mean, no.
Right. Nobody does that.
Right. So here you are, $32,000 a month and literally rolling with momentum. And you figured out early that this is a contact sport, correct? Like high activity. What has that been like for you, you know, buying leads, dialing, going out and seeing families?
My schedule has been different, Mark, from the typical FFL schedule, because I am actually still just doing this part-time. And
$32,000 part-time?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I am.
Could you repeat that for the camera?
I'm transitioning right now. I was talking to you about my job at the church. It took me several months for me to be able to hear the Lord telling me,
retire.
I've got something new for you. Something new for you to step away from that. Actually, the month of August, I'm going to be doing some training on my replacements to, you know, so August is probably not going to be my best month. So don't look at my numbers coming up for a month, because I've got to train my replacements. And then going forward, though, it will be full time. But I'm just saying that to say my schedule has been different. So I was able to adjust my schedule to basically have 2.5 days of my week that were blocked together for me to have a dial day and a couple days to run appointments. So I am so sorry. I forgot your exact question.
I know. I don't know what my question was either, but I'm scared of you.
you're
doing 32,000 in 2 days a week. What are you going to do with 4 days?
I don't know.
You don't know? I know.
Hopefully it's going to look good.
It's going to look crazy good.
Hopefully.
And good for you guys. I mean, like, 30 years in ministry, looking for an extra source of income, heeding the Lord's advice. And look where he's leading you and your family.
Yeah. It's exciting.
That's awesome.
You know, and the Lord's already allowed my husband and I to use some of our income, just in a small way right now, to even start already giving back to some things
fantastic.
That are touching some lives and making a difference. And that means so very much to us, you know, to be able to do that.
I love it. You had mentioned that you're starting to build a business, that you are now offering this opportunity to others as well. How does that feel, and what are your visions there?
I'm loving it. What are my visions there? I have pretty high vision. Do you know my son-in-law Joe? So
You trying to keep up?
you know, Joe is very inspiring to me, and Joe believes in me, and
That's
I
awesome.
have some pretty high ambitions. I actually, Mark, up until just maybe 2 weeks ago, I hadn't really watched my numbers at all because I just decided I'm going to put my head down and work and see what it looks like.
That's
Because
awesome.
doing two full-time, almost two full-time jobs, I haven't been lacking for things to do. But I've just been working. But building an agency, I currently have three who are actively writing right now. And I have, it's either 8 or 10 right now that will be in the field within maybe 1 to 2 weeks. And then I'm just got my pipeline filling up, and I haven't done a lot of hardly any of promoting anything on social media, even on my own page that I'm, you know, my own Facebook or Instagram. I've just left that in God's hands. But I've had people just warm market starting to reach out to me. In fact, just before this call, I just got off the phone with a warm market, and I think she's going to go ahead and do it.
Love
So
it.
yeah, I know I'm excited about what it looks like. So
I
I've
am.
got big dreams. So
I love to hear this, man. This is great, you know. But I think that our audience can register to this, to your approach, to where you came from, to where you are, to where you're headed. And I think it would be an understatement, Karen, that you are definitely trending. So thank you for joining us on our Tri-State Trends. And I'm looking forward to getting you on more stuff because I think your story is just beginning. And more importantly, I think that your testimony is going to be crazy. Like, I just think that, you know, unpacking this in, you know, with 32 years of ministry coming out and looking at this and then the amount of people you're going to truly be able to help in finance and a whole lot of other things, I think this is going to be bigger than you think.
That's how God works.
Amen. So thank you, sister. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, everybody. Tri-State Trends signing off. You gotta love this, man. It's just great to see success stories grow from belief and hope and faith. So thank you so much. Catch you guys next week. God bless. Thanks, Karen.